All right, so today we're going to dive into something pretty cool. It's about how AI is changing the world of organizational change.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and specifically, we're looking at a tool called AI QTCH. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've seen it mentioned. I'm curious to learn more.
Yeah, well, our source material is this short introduction to AI QTCH v1.1.pdf. And I know you follow all this stuff pretty closely.
I try to.
Yeah. So I think you'll find this really intriguing. This isn't just, about automating tasks or anything like that. It's about AI acting as like a wise conversation partner to help us, navigate all these change processes.
Yeah, that's what caught my attention too. We always talk about AI handling like the routine tasks, but this is different.
Right.
AI QTCH is designed to be like a problem-solving partner, almost like having a like an experienced consultant right there when you need it.
That's a good way to put it. So how does it actually work? Can you give us like a concrete example?
Sure. So imagine you're trying to revise like a statistical act, to align with the latest guidelines or something. It's something a lot of organizations struggle
I
with.
can imagine.
So you feed AICCH the current act and like highlight the problem areas, right?
Okay.
And then it taps into this huge knowledge base, includes things like the generic law of official statistics and all that.
Oh, wow.
And then it actually suggests revisions to bring everything into compliance.
Okay, now that's impressive. So it's not just identifying the problem, it's actually proposing solutions based on like a deep understanding of all these standards and guidelines.
Exactly. And this highlights one of the key principles behind AICCH, which they call change as problem solving.
Okay.
So it's not about like blindly implementing predetermined solutions. It's about taking a step back, clearly defining the problem, and then exploring potential solutions with the help of AI, of course.
Got it. And I'm guessing that's where the artificial intelligence part of the five skills of key change comes in.
You got it. AI QTCH, it leverages generative AI, but it's not about replacing human thinking,
Right.
It's more like having like a super-powered research assistant, that can analyze all this complex information and provide insights, like things that might otherwise take us hours or even days to uncover on our own.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the use cases that jumped out at me was using AICCH to like learn the terminology within specific frameworks,
Yeah.
like the UN National Quality Assurance Framework. I can imagine this being a lifesaver for anyone who has to get up to speed quickly.
Totally. And that ties directly into another of the five skills, which is terminology and knowledge.
Okay.
So AI QTCH needs to be trained on the specific language and context of your organization.
Right.
It's like, teaching it to speak your language.
I see.
So it can provide relevant and accurate guidance. Otherwise, it's just spitting out generic advice that doesn't really address your specific needs.
Right, so it's like customizing the AI.
Yeah, precisely. It's about tailoring AI QTCH to your organization's unique context. So that way it can help you navigate the nuances of, specific frameworks or policies or regulations, whatever's relevant to your work.
Okay. I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together now. We have the problem-solving approach, we have the power of AI for analysis, and then the importance of customizing the tool with the right terminology and knowledge.
Yeah, it all works together.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about like the human element in all of this? Where do people fit into this AI-powered change process?
Well, that's where co-creation comes in. You see, AI QTCH is designed to facilitate collaboration. It doesn't replace it.
Oh, yeah.
Think of it like a tool that helps teams work together more effectively. They can brainstorm solutions, analyze data, develop plans, all with the support of AI QTCH's insights and guidance.
And pulling in information.
Yeah. It can pull in relevant information from this vast knowledge base.
Saving everyone a ton of time and effort.
Exactly.
So it's like having like a shared brain that everyone can tap into during the change process.
That's a great analogy. And this collaborative approach is so important because at the end of the day, change is about people.
Right.
You can have the most brilliant AI-powered solution in the world, but if people don't understand it, buy into it, and ultimately own it, it's not going to stick.
Makes sense. It's
Yeah.
not enough to just come up with solutions. You got to get everyone on board and make sure those changes become part of the organization's like DNA,
Yeah, like ingrained in the culture.
which I assume is where the final skill, holding on, comes into play.
You got it. AITCH helps organizations develop sustainable change processes. It's not just about implementing a quick fix. It's about embedding those changes into the organization's culture and like day-to-day operations.
Okay. So we've covered four of the five skills. We've talked about problem solving, AI as a tool for exploration, the importance of terminology and knowledge, and the role of co-creation. What about the last skill? I'm guessing it has something to do with workshops, right?
Right.
Because the document mentioned a three-part structure for these AIKCH workshops.
You're on the right track. The workshop structure is a key element of AIKCH. But before we jump into that, let's unpack that last skill, which is holding on.
Okay.
This isn't just about the initial implementation. It's about ensuring those changes actually become part of the fabric of the organization.
Yeah.
You know, AIKCH helps organizations think about how to sustain those changes, how to measure their impact, and how to make adjustments along the way.
So it's like having a built-in accountability partner.
That's exactly.
Just making sure you stay on track and don't let those hard-won changes slip away.
That's a great way to put it. It's about creating a culture of continuous improvement, where change is seen not as a one-time event, but as an ongoing process.
Yeah, that seems particularly relevant in today's, you know, rapidly changing world.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you can't just implement a change and expect it to last forever, right? You need to be constantly adapting and evolving.
Yeah, exactly. And AIKCH provides a framework and a set of tools to help organizations do just that. Now, let's get back to those workshops you mentioned.
Okay.
The document outlines a three-part structure. It's actually quite clever.
Tell me more. I'm always intrigued by how these things are structured to make the most of the technology and, you know, the human element.
Well, first you have the facilitator. This is a real person who guides the workshop, makes sure things run smoothly, and helps participants get the most out of the experience.
So it's not just a bunch of people sitting around staring at their computers.
Yeah, no, not at all.
There's like actual human interaction and guidance.
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, you have AIKCH itself.
Right.
Providing access to that incredible knowledge base and acting as a key resource throughout the workshop. But what really makes this structure interesting is the third part.
The participants.
Yes. They're at the heart of it all. They're not just passive recipients of information. They're actively involved in every step, from defining problems to brainstorming solutions, all while interacting with AIKCH and each other.
It sounds incredibly, like, hands-on and engaging.
Yeah, it is.
Not your typical, like, boring training session.
Not at all. The document actually emphasizes that the workshops are designed to be a balanced mix of theory and practice.
Right.
It's not just about learning concepts. It's about applying them in real-world scenarios.
Okay, I'm sold on the workshop structure.
Yeah.
But what about, like, the practical applications?
Yeah.
Can you give us a few more examples of how AIKCH is actually being used by organizations?
Sure, let's dive into that. So one of the examples mentioned in the document is using AIKCH for self-assessments.
Okay.
Imagine you're tasked with evaluating your organization's processes against this, like, complex set of quality standards.
I can already feel the headache coming on.
Yeah.
Just wading through all those documents, trying to figure out where you stand. It's not my idea of a good time.
No, it's a lot. But with AIKCH, you can input your organization's existing practices and policies, and it analyzes them against the relevant standards. Think of it like having an expert auditor built right into the system.
So it's not just telling you what you're doing wrong. It's actually helping you identify potential solutions.
Yeah,
based on, like, best practices and relevant guidelines.
Precisely. It takes a lot of the guesswork and manual effort out of the equation.
Wow.
And it can even help you prepare for external audits by, like, identifying potential problem areas ahead of time.
That's incredibly valuable, especially for organizations that are constantly dealing with, like, evolving regulations and standards.
Yeah.
You know, another use case that caught my eye was the one about preparing memorandums of understanding for data exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Those can be incredibly complex and time-consuming to draft.
They can be. There's so many details to consider. You know, data privacy, security, access rights, and so on.
Right.
A single miscommunication can lead to major headaches down the road.
And I imagine AIKCH can help streamline that process.
Absolutely. By feeding it the relevant information about the data exchange, it can help generate a draft memorandum of understanding that takes into account all the crucial elements. And because it's drawing on a vast knowledge base of legal frameworks and best practices, you can be confident that the content is accurate, comprehensive, and legally sound.
So it's not just about automating the writing process. It's about ensuring that the agreement actually protects all parties involved and minimizes the risk of, you know, future disputes.
Exactly. And that's just scratching the surface of what AIKCH can do. The document also mentions using it to evaluate design documents for statistical business processes, prepare training materials, and even facilitate knowledge sharing within teams.
It seems like the potential applications are really quite vast.
They are.
But what I'm most curious about is the impact this could have on, organizations and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
What are the potential benefits of integrating a tool like AIKCH into your change management processes?
That's a great question, and one we'll delve into further in the next part of our deep dive. But for now, I think it's safe to say that AICTH has the potential to transform how we approach change, making it more efficient, more effective, and ultimately more human-centered.
Okay, well, on that note, let's take a short break to gather our thoughts. And when we return, we'll explore some of those potential benefits in more detail and discuss what this all means for the future of work. So we're back. And, ready to kind of dig a little deeper into these potential benefits of AICCH.
Yeah.
Before the break, we talked about all those interesting use cases.
Yeah.
From streamlining self-assessments to even, drafting these complex legal agreements.
Right.
But I think what really matters is how this technology can actually make a difference.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For organizations and the people who work in them.
Absolutely. You're right. It's all about the impact.
Right.
And from what I've gathered, AICCH seems to hit this, sweet spot.
Okay.
Of efficiency, sustainability, and skills development.
I like that. Those are good things to hit.
Yeah.
So let's start with efficiency. How much time do organizations actually waste,
Oh, a lot.
Searching for information, trying to figure out all these complex guidelines, or just reinventing the wheel every time they face a new challenge.
Constantly.
Right.
Yeah. And AITCH really brings all that knowledge and expertise into one central hub.
Okay.
It's like readily accessible to everyone.
So it's not just about automating tasks. It's about getting rid of all those frustrating bottlenecks
right.
that slow us down and just drain our productivity.
Exactly. And, by streamlining those processes, organizations can free up their employees
yeah.
to focus on more higher level tasks, things that require creativity, critical thinking, human interaction.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings us to sustainability.
Yeah.
Which, is a huge focus for so many organizations these days.
It is.
How does AIUTCH actually contribute to, making those change initiatives stick around for the long run?
Well, one of the biggest challenges with change management is, making sure those changes actually last.
Right.
Too often, organizations implement some new process or initiative, but then it quickly just fizzles out
yeah.
because people just go back to doing things the old way.
Going on a diet.
Right, exactly.
And then falling back into those bad eating habits after a few weeks.
Exactly. But AIKCH, it helps organizations really embed those changes into their culture and the processes.
Okay.
Remember holding on.
Yeah.
That skill we talked about. That's all about ensuring those changes become part of the organization's DNA,
yeah.
not just a temporary fix.
I got it. And I imagine the whole co-creation aspect plays a role here as well, right?
It does.
If people are involved in developing and implementing these changes from the very beginning,
yeah,
they're more likely to embrace them and make them stick.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
When people feel like they're part of the solution, they're more invested in its success.
Right.
And AIKCH really provides this platform for that kind of collaborative problem solving,
yeah.
bringing all these diverse perspectives to the table and ensuring that everyone actually has a voice in the process.
One thing that kind of struck me as we were talking about all this
yeah.
is how AIKCH seems to empower organizations to take ownership of their own change processes.
Right.
It's
a good point.
In the past, it often felt like change was something that was imposed from the top down.
Yeah, or by external consultants or something.
Totally.
Yeah.
But AIKCH puts the power back into the hands of the organization.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It provides them with the tools and the knowledge they need to actually drive that change from within.
Yeah, in a way that aligns with their values and their goals.
Exactly.
Their culture.
And that kind of ownership can be incredibly empowering for individuals as well.
Absolutely.
Right? Instead of feeling like they're just cogs in a machine, they can actually participate in shaping the future of their organization.
Exactly. And that brings us to the third benefit, skills development.
Okay.
By working with AICCH, individuals can gain a deeper understanding of change management principles.
Right.
Learn how to leverage AI effectively in their work.
Okay.
And develop those crucial problem-solving and collaboration skills that are so essential these days.
It's almost like AICCH is acting as a coach or a mentor.
Yeah, like a guide.
Guiding people through the change process mm-hmm. and helping them develop the skills they need to thrive.
In this constantly evolving workplace.
Exactly.
And, you know, those skills, they're transferable.
Yeah.
Even if someone moves on to a different role or a different organization.
Right.
The ability to think critically, solve problems collaboratively, embrace change, Those are invaluable assets that will serve them well throughout their careers.
Okay. So we've talked about the efficiency gains,
right?
The sustainability factor,
yeah,
and the potential for, you know, skills development.
Yeah.
But let's get down to like brass tacks.
Okay.
How would you explain the value proposition of AI CC shit to someone who's like on the fence,
yeah,
about implementing this kind of technology?
I think it boils down to this. AI CCH is an investment in the future of your organization.
Okay.
It's a way to equip your team with the tools and the knowledge they need to navigate change effectively, make smarter decisions, and ultimately achieve better outcomes.
Yeah.
And in today's rapidly changing world, that kind of adaptability, it's essential for success.
It sounds like AI CCH is not just a technology, it's like a strategic enabler.
Right.
That can help organizations really transform themselves and stay ahead of the curve.
Precisely. And that's what makes it so intriguing. It's not just about solving today's problems. It's about building a more resilient, adaptable, future-ready organization.
Now, I know we've been singing the praises of AICH.
Oh, we have.
But I'm also curious about the potential, you know, challenges or concerns,
yeah,
that organizations might have when considering this kind of technology.
Sure.
What are some things they need to be thinking about?
That's a great question, and one that we should definitely explore carefully. There's always a learning curve with any new technology. AI is no exception.
Of course.
One of the biggest challenges is ensuring that people are comfortable working with AI.
Okay.
And that they understand its capabilities and its limitations.
Right.
There might be some initial resistance or fear.
Sure.
Especially if people see AI as like a threat to their jobs.
That's a valid concern.
It is.
We've all heard those, you know, dystopian scenarios about robots taking over the world.
Exactly.
But it sounds like AI CCH is designed to be more of a collaborative tool.
It is.
Not a replacement for, you know, human intelligence.
Exactly. It's about augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them.
Okay.
And that requires a shift in mindset,
yeah,
both for individuals and for organizations as a whole.
Right.
It's also important to address any ethical considerations,
sure,
related to AI.
Of course.
You know, we need to ensure that AI tools are used responsibly, transparently, and in a way that benefits everyone.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the people.
Yeah.
The processes.
Yeah.
And like the ethical framework that surrounds it.
Precisely. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, you know, and to approach AI implementation with a thoughtful and holistic perspective.
Well, I think this has been an incredibly insightful discussion.
It has.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From the specific features of AI CCH to its potential impact on organizations and individuals.
Yeah, it's been great.
But I'm curious to hear your thoughts on like the bigger picture, you know?
Okay.
If AI can be used to help us navigate these complex change processes.
Right.
What other knowledge work, you know, could be transformed in the future?
That's a fantastic question. And
yeah,
one that I think we'll be grappling with for years to come.
Right.
The potential is truly vast, I think.
It is, yeah.
Imagine AI tools that can help us analyze market trends,
yeah,
develop innovative products, or even create personalized learning experiences.
It's mind-boggling to think about all the possibilities.
It is.
But as we delve deeper into this world of, you know, AI-powered solutions,
right,
it's crucial to remember that technology is just a tool, right?
It is, yeah.
It's up to us,
yeah,
as humans,
yeah,
to wield it wisely, mm, and ensure that it serves our best interests.
I completely agree. AI has the potential to unlock incredible opportunities.
It does.
But it's up to us to guide its development and ensure that it's used ethically and for the benefit of all.
Well said.
Thank you.
You know, as we've even talked about AI CCH, it's clear this is more than just another software tool.
Yeah, I agree.
It feels like it represents a really fundamental shift, you know.
I think so.
In how we think about organizational change.
Yeah.
We've discussed the specific features, but it feels like this could be a game changer.
It really could.
For how companies approach change as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine a future,
yeah,
where AI tools like this,
right,
are just commonplace.
Yeah.
You know, integrated into every stage of a company's like evolution.
That's a powerful concept.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It would make those transitions a lot smoother.
It would, yeah.
And think about what this means for like individual employees.
Right.
You know, wider access to this AI-powered guidance,
mm-hmm,
could lead to a workforce that's more adaptable, more problem-solving,
yep,
oriented.
Right.
More capable of driving positive change from within.
Absolutely.
Almost like democratizing access to expertise.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need to hire a consultant for every little thing.
Right.
If the knowledge is right there at your fingertips, you know?
Yeah, and that could ripple across industries.
Right.
Making organizations more, you know, agile and responsive to the world around them.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, with any new technology, there are always challenges.
There are.
What comes to mind for you? What are some of the things that we should be thinking about?
Well, one is just making sure people are comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, working with AI.
Right.
There might be resistance. There might be fear.
Right.
Especially if employees see it as a threat.
You know, to their jobs.
Of course.
So that's something that needs to be addressed.
It's crucial for organizations to communicate clearly.
Yeah.
That tools like AI ICCH are meant to, you know, help people, not replace them.
Exactly. It's about collaboration, not competition.
Right.
And that requires a shift in mindset.
Yeah.
Both for individuals and for organizations as a whole.
You know, as we're wrapping up this deep dive,
yeah,
one question keeps swirling in my mind.
Yeah, okay.
If AI can be used to help us understand and apply these complex guidelines and best practices, like we've seen with AICCH, what other kind of knowledge work could be transformed in the future?
That's a fantastic question, and one that has, you know, huge implications.
It does.
We're just scratching the surface of what AI can do, really.
That's
imagine,
true.
Like, legal documents drafted flawlessly,
yeah,
scientific research analyzed at incredible speed,
right,
or even creative writing enhanced by AI.
Wow.
You know, the possibilities are mind-boggling.
They really are. But, you know, as we embrace these advancements, we need to remember that technology is a tool.
It is, yeah.
It's up to us to guide its development.
Right.
And make sure it's used ethically for the greater good.
Well said.
Thank you.
For those of you listening who are, you know, really interested in learning more about AI Kits at H, I definitely encourage you to check out the website and the LinkedIn profile that they mentioned in the document.
Yeah, it's worth exploring.
We'll include those links in our show notes.
Great.
It's definitely worth exploring further.
It is.
AI Kits at H really does offer this glimpse.
Yeah.
In the future of work, you know.
It does.
A future where humans and AI are collaborating to solve problems.
Yeah.
And drive change.
I think that's the key.
And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of AI Kits at H. And as always, we hope you've come away with, you know, some new insights and perspectives.
It's been a great conversation.
Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.